Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Andrew, and here's what he has to say. Hey Samian, a couple of years ago, in one of my old jobs, my former woman manager did not give me a pay raise, but instead she showed signs that she wanted me to be with her daughter. I lied to her and said that I have a girlfriend, but for obvious MGTOW reasons, I'm single. One time I asked a former coworker about owning a gun, which I recently bought at the time. Behind my back, the former coworker told my former manager that I owned it. I have nothing to hide. This is America after all. But my former manager has a police officer for a husband, and she convinced her husband to invite me to the police station to try and go use the shooting range there. My former manager also told me her husband is excited to meet me. After I met her husband, I also met her daughter less than a week later. Her husband and daughter visited my manager's office. Their daughter is not attractive, and she's not the kind of female that I want to be with. One day I bought and got a $30 fancy looking ring from eBay. I put it on my left hand ring finger and went to work with it. My manager noticed the ring and asked me what that was all about. I told her that my girlfriend, imaginary of course, bought me the ring and told me to put it on so other females wouldn't try and hit on me. My manager was really disappointed, and you could tell from her reaction and the way she spoke to me. She stopped trying to be too friendly and pretty much gave up trying to set me up with her daughter. I managed to find a new job and moved on. I still have the ring today and still wear it at my current job in public places. I also get compliments from random people. My ring is pretty much a thought repellent, and that's what I like about it. Well, Andrew, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm glad you didn't do what a lot of guys do, which is get a fake wedding ring. That actually attracts women to you instead of repelling them, because it usually means that some other woman has already done quality control when it comes to a man. So you probably learned something from MGTOW after all. As for your former female boss, she found an excuse for you to talk to her husband with regards to your purchase of the boomstick. And that way he could do some quality control when it comes to possibly setting them up with their daughter. I hate how obvious this whole thing is. Humans are so predictable in their NPC behaviors. Your coworker was also sim telling your boss at the time about your boomstick. That would really piss me off. Why would he tell her and possibly make an issue for you when it comes to work? I know you don't see it as a very big deal having one of those these days, but you don't want to give any women ammunition, no pun intended, so they can get you canned from your job. She could have said that one of your coworkers mentions that you brought up your weapon and that you were actually erratic lately, and that she feared for her safety. If she was upset that you didn't actually want to be with her daughter and somehow found out that you were still single and made up the story with the ring, who knows what she could have done? I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single males. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to working in a company with your mother-in-law as your boss, Clown World Show. Andrew, just imagine what would have happened if you got together with that woman's daughter. She would have said that you owed her big time for introducing the two of you. Meanwhile, that would be a lie because she would pretty much owe you for taking her unattractive and probably misbehaved daughter off her hands and possibly providing her with grandchildren. Imagine how much she would have demanded from you at work if you were family. It didn't matter what you wanted when it came to her daughter. It sounds to me like she was just going to push you guys together if she knew you were single. Growing up, parents' friends would try and set me up with their daughters, girls that I grew up around. I never found any of them attractive because I saw them more like sisters, and besides, I felt that they were too close genetically to myself, and as a result, I wasn't interested. I've seen similar things from people that have dogs. They take male and female dogs and put them in close proximity in a closed room together and wait for them to mate. To think that woman treated you like a breeder for her daughter is despicable. It just shows me that she probably thought that you were a useful idiot when it came to getting what she wanted. My grandkids. At least she thought you were good looking enough for her daughter because she was probably thinking the same thing every future grandma-to-be thinks about. How beautiful her grandchildren will be. Andrew, you also see how superficial your working relationship with your boss lady really was. Once you were no longer of any use to her, she stopped being friendly, because you wouldn't be any use to her to take her daughter off her hands. You were nothing more than a disposable, useful idiot. Once she no longer had any use for you, she stopped having a friendly relationship with you. This is pretty much Breifold's Law, which is a theory that states that in relationships between a man and a woman, association between the two only occurs if the woman derives some benefit from that connection. At this point, you no longer served any purpose to her. How can any sane man interact with women these days knowing things like that is beyond me. Going off topic for a bit, today I had an experience that really pissed me off. I was exiting a parking lot and trying to turn left and was waiting for an opening in the traffic. I was waiting for about 2 or 3 minutes and then suddenly, as I saw an opening, a jaywalker bolted across the road to the left of me, closing up the spot that was mine in traffic. He looked back at me and smirked after he had crossed the road intentionally. I was now pissed off because I had to wait another few minutes to turn. But my mind started thinking this is probably some woman's fault. His wife or girlfriend probably nagged him or used him as an emotional tampon. And he needed an outlet for all the angst she inflicted on him, and that was me. I could have been a dick and then cut someone else off the road and continue the chain of negative emotions all the way down. This was the second time I had an aggressive pedestrian take crazy risks jaywalking in front of my vehicle. The first time was a number of years ago in Mississauga, the city next to Toronto. And a local real estate tycoon named Brad Lamb bolted in front of my car and I had to slam on the brakes. And I saw the same smirk on his face as well. Doesn't Canada sound like a wonderful place to live? My point is that one of the biggest problems in our society is people dumping their negative emotions onto each other. One person in a bad mood can in theory lead to dozens or hundreds of people passing that one negative emotion down from one person to the next. I have a couple of coping strategies when I get someone treating me like shit. The first one is just to eat shit and internalize the negative emotions, which I know isn't exactly emotionally healthy. I also talk about things here on my YouTube channel, which helps a bit, and I also avoid people as much as possible in my daily routine, because then I don't get the negative emotions dumped on me in the first place. But in your case, Andrew, it's difficult to avoid that at work, unless in your case you just left your job for a new one, because you no longer wanted to deal with all that awkwardness. I don't blame you for doing so. I wouldn't put up with it either. All it takes is one little bit of bitterness on her part and your life is over. To think that your future hangs in the balance of the emotional state of a woman is crazy. Plus, she's not even your wife, and yet in some way she can mess you up as badly or worse if she gets bitter and files a false allegation against you. Whose word do you think the courts and the cops will take? Hers or yours? After all, her husband is also a cop. I'd suggest in the past that guys going their own way put a picture in a frame of themselves with a female friend in their office work environments. That'll hopefully keep women from hitting on you or trying to set you up with their daughters. Even if you don't have a significant other, just leave some physical evidence that you have one, because then women won't suspect that you're going your own way. If they think you're a MGTOW, then their gut reaction is usually to believe that you hate all women, if you reject being in a relationship with one in the first place. It's easier to hate someone if you think they hate you first. It was smart thinking to get that ring, and even smarter thinking, finding another job. Hopefully your former female boss gave you a decent referral when you were looking for your new job. Women try and set men up with other women because it provides them social capital. If you got together with your former boss's daughter, then you would have been in her debt. Her daughter would have also been in her debt as well. She would have gained a ton of social currency that she could cash in later. Or she could have cashed in almost immediately asking you to work longer hours or do more work than you were responsible for. That's why women hate it when you do favors for them, because it means they owe you at some future point if they're interested in still keeping you in their life. If you want to piss off a sister and mother-in-law, then kill them with kindness and favors and point out to everyone around them that you just did them a favor. They will absolutely hate you for treating them so well, because at a future point, you can ask them for that favor. And if they say no, then you can point out to everyone how thoughtful and caring you were, but they didn't reciprocate. Just be careful it doesn't blow up in your face. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Andrew for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you didn't want to smash the boss's daughter and be led to your emotional slaughter. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that try and ruin your life by doing nice things for you away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.